My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chime. Like Don Henley sang, I feel it in the air. Summer's almost out of reach. We're getting down when it comes to rounds. How many rounds do you think you have left?
I got a few. We can play into October, I think. We'll
you
be
think
all right.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're an IT professional and you like golf, Echo Store Technologies wants to invite you to participate in their annual Echo Store Invitational at Foxwoods. You will join us. We will be there. We'll do a show there that morning. You'll attend the pre-party dinner the night before. You and your foursome get to stay at Foxwoods on Echo Store and play around at a beautiful course that is Lake of Isles, which is right there at Foxwoods. All of it on Echo Store. So IT professionals, win your way in to the Echo Store Invitational. Just go to echostore.com/golf. That's echostore.com/golf. Echo Store Technologies, vision, strategy, success.
Signature Farms boneless chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon Limit 2. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine. MDA empowers people like me to live the best lives we can. Learn more at MDA.org today.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Station. Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The Red Sox front office report this week is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarketboston.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Sam Kennedy joins us this morning. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're discussing the big announcement by Gerard Mayo about the starting quarterback. Let me ask you this. You're a Patriots fan, and you from time to time have decisions like these with the collaboratively to make with Alex Cora and Craig Breslow. Do you prefer, in general, grizzled journeyman veteran or high draft pick rookie, Sam Kennedy?
I'm with Nink. I mean, you guys, like, let's let the season start before we start, like, declaring that the season's over. And I love, what did he say? What's up with you media types?
I know. Jeez. I know. That's all we do is we're always so negative.
Listen, the last thing the Patriots need is some dope from the Red Sox commenting about what's happening at their place. We got enough of our own problems.
Well, listen, couple wins here, and things turn around a little bit. And I'm wondering, when you look at Alex Cora, giving these guys the opportunity to show up a little bit later, show up at four, is that a factor, you think, when it comes to this team at this point in the season?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, it was a really frustrating week. August has been a grind. We've struggled. No sugarcoating that. And AC is always looking for ways to get guys into a better place physically and mentally. And so, yeah, I think it was a great move, and we'll see what he comes up with next. But good to stabilize things the last couple days. And we've got a 30-game sprint now. I mean, it's going to be hard. We've dug ourselves quite a hole, but we're still not out of this thing, and we got to keep pressing forward.
Sam, bringing up Rich Hill at the age of 44 from Worcester, what went into that decision, and what does he bring at that age to this team?
Well, I mean, I think this is the eighth time we've signed Rich Hill, so just a remarkable for a local guy. He and Brez, their kids go to school together, so I think that's how it happened. He's been an amazing member of many major league organizations and a part of the Red Sox I've been around 23 years. So just about as long as I've been around, we seem to see ourselves passing in the hallways with Rich Hill every few years. Glad he's back, stabilizing veteran force, and we're going to see if he's got something left in the tank.
Sam, you talked about how your team has dug a hole. How does Alex and front office make sure that the team doesn't allow the frustration or disappointment as it is a deeper hole, not to kind of give in to those negative feelings, which if you lose a couple games, you might have some guys that tend to check out?
Yeah, it's a great question, Wiggy, because you know a lot better than anybody. Sports are such a game of momentum. And, you know, you saw what Alex and the coaching staff did the last couple of days to sort of shock the system with a late reporting time and getting everybody to relax. Listen, I will say the contagious and momentum nature of our sport can be helpful when you know you put together two wins like we have the last 2 days. Hopefully, we can build on it. But you've got a resilient group of young guys. I mean, all year long, players that have just stepped up and really said, listen, we don't care. There was not a lot of expectations from the outside. We had high expectations from the inside of that clubhouse and across the organization. So just blocking it out, I heard Tristan Casas addressing the 5-game losing streak, and he was great about it. He said, listen, it doesn't bother us. You know, we're ready to go. So there's belief, resiliency, and a lot of talent in that clubhouse. So it's hard, but you just have to stay positive. It's such a grind. I feel like August has been a bugaboo for us since 2021, where we've had a bit of a dive, and we had a great month of April and June, solid July, and it's just been frustrating to fall off here in August, but hopefully we stopped the bleeding the other night. We can get back on track.
Speaking of Casas, is there ever a time when you see him out in the outfield, shirt off, face mask on, ski goggles, whatever, and you say, what are you doing?
I love this guy. I mean, he is as authentic as they come. He is a great player. Guy can mash, and he's just awesome. He's a character, great personality. The game needs more Tristan Casases. They really do. And I remember a funny story about him. I met his dad when we picked him in the first round many years ago, and I was watching him hitting the cage, and you know, I made a stupid comment like, "Wow, you know, you can't teach that or something." He said, "What do you mean you can't teach that? We paid for lessons for this kid, you know, all through his childhood." He's worked at it. Tristan has worked at it. He is disciplined. He's obviously very unique, but just a great presence in the clubhouse, and really, really glad he's back. He had a brutal injury. That's a horrible baseball injury, and so glad to have him back.
What's going on with him? Are there talks ongoing? Have you guys put that off until the offseason? What's the update on that?
Yeah, no talks ongoing right now, but we have had talks in the past, and those will continue. Certainly, you know, a lot of these younger players who have emerged as mainstays with the club, you want to try and keep around for a long time, and so hopefully that'll be the case with Tristan and others.
All right, Sam. Well, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon, and keep it going over there.
All right, guys. You guys thanks a lot. Talk soon.
You guys have a way of pulling us back in every time we might be out, Sam. You know that.
He hung up on you.
Oh, yeah. Did he hang up?
He heard
that was
it.
Like Mayo. He was done.
He was out.
I mean, he was out.
One of Mayo's quickest press conferences ever.
Yep.
The one-minute press conference?
Yeah, that was a Belichick press conference.
No, what you said to me off-air is so spot on. Mm-hmm. Wiggy said to me, and I know Ninko didn't like that we were speculating, but for Wiggy, he said, we all know Jerod Mayo and the way that he interacts with media, and if he believed in this pick, he would take questions, he would stand behind it, he would be saying it with his whole chest. To
you
cut it
so?
Off after less than 2 minutes?
You think you know him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him like that, but just when we interview him, like he'll always say, are you still confused? Is there still an issue? So if he believed in this and this was truly his decision, you could easily see him sitting up there for 5 minutes, 6, 7, 8 minutes explaining why he made this decision, you know, and the reasonings behind that.
This is
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Joe in the car. Hey, Joe.
Greg, morning.
Hey. What's up, Joe?
Now, what was that from Mayo? What kind of, you know, 1 minute doesn't give us a solid explanation for starting. I mean, he's the future of the team.
We're kind of losing it.
Yeah.
Your question is a good question, though. What was that?
It's not him.
It's a minute.
It's not his choice. I mean, when is everybody out there that keeps saying, what's going on with Mayo? What's going on with Mayo? Are you going to realize? And that's what I try to tell Ninko, connect the dots. The dots are, Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt, in my opinion, made the decision that Jacoby Brissett is the best choice right now.
Simply because he knows the West Coast offense. That's it.
Because he knows the playbook and he won't maybe make bad decisions.
Or Drake May hasn't made a bad decision, I don't think, in preseason. Has he, Sean?
No bad decisions. Has he made a couple bad throws? Yeah, but that was mechanic-based.
Not mental mistakes.
Nope, none.
No, but they in real games.
Jacoby Brissett did.
Yeah, an awful one. Yeah.
But in real...
It was a pick six, by the way. It was a ball thrown to the end zone other team. Yeah. Yes, correct.
But I believe in their mind during the regular season, Jacoby gives them the best where he won't make as bad of decisions. And then the other thing Nick said that I wanted to say to him, he said he wants a guy that can go out there and play backyard football, has the athletic ability.
You mean Ninkovich said that.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett doesn't have that.
No Jacoby Brissett is like he's running in quicksand.
I would wager. So if assuming Jacoby Brissett starts at least the first 4 weeks of the season, over under, the Patriots score a total of 24 points over 4 weeks.
Under.
I would go under.
Yeah.
Under.
You would?
Yeah.
Yes. Would. There's no way they average more than 6 points a game with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
Nope.
No shot.
Not one. When it's third and 12 and the pocket breaks down, he's not scrambling to pick up a first down.
Also, how pissed must and I love Mike Reese, so this isn't a slight to him, but how pissed would you be if you're Mike Reese and you're there every single day covering the Patriots, and then they decide to leak it to, Ian Rappaport?
I don't know if they... Do you think they leaked
it? Yeah.
So it was Elliot Wolf that leaked it?
100%.
Of course.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Wasn't a player.
No. What would the players get out of that?
Right. Yeah. You know how you said left on the mountain?
Yeah.
With Mayo? I believe the decision for the starting quarterback, I believe when Mayo found out, he was shocked. I'm dead ass. I think when he found out, what?
Well, I think you can surmise or speculate that the reason he came on this show Monday and was willing to tell you that, in his opinion, Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett was because he was losing a battle internally.
Yep. That's a good point.
And so he wanted to be on the record.
Right.
He's not dumb,
no,
Rod Mayo.
Of course he's not.
So he wanted to be on the record as saying that Drake May had outplayed the guy that he knew they were going to force him to start. I would guess. We will get to talk to Jerod Mayo about all of this on Tuesday when we get back from Labor Day. And we'll get to talk to you about it next. We got to quickly get what is trending from Courtney right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, gosh. My papers are all over the place here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
Did any fall into the bathtub?
Nope, everything's good. Okay. Northeastern Savings Bank has this next What's Trending. The Red Sox get another win, shutting out the Blue Jays 3-0. Tyler O'Neill had a two-run homer, while Brian Bayo went 8 innings, striking out 9. Last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Caitlin Clark has broken another rookie record, this time the rookie three-point record in the Fever 84-80 win over the Sun. She hit her 86th three to break said record. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Me and Nico got our own show going on text message.
You are? What's he saying to you?
Just how Brissett is a better, is a better option because you need better tackles. And I'm like, wait a second, we got our own little show. No, I say you play Drake May. It's baptism by fire.
I mean, when they get back at Gillette, you don't think that Jacoby Brissett is going to start to hear the May chants almost immediately?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
As soon as he throws a pick to that Seahawks defense, the place is going to be screaming for Drake.
He might have them down in Cincinnati.
All right, we will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.